Matt Boggs has a firsthand view of the opioid epidemic in the Mountain State as executive director of Recovery Point West Virginia. The treatment center has more resources available today than in years past, but Boggs says those seeking help still face month-long waiting lists.
That includes our Huntington location for men, our Bluefield location for men, and then our waiting list for the Charleston Women's Facility. We're experiencing a rather large waiting list for that.
This election season, Boggs is advocating for additional help from politicians.
Because until we continue to pump resources into it, we're not going to get anywhere.
And the two major party candidates in the race for governor are paying attention. Democrat Jim Justice and Republican Bill Cole have released plans to address the epidemic.
We welcome you to the first West Virginia gubernatorial debate of the
During their first debate organized by the AARP, Justice touched on the third point in his three-point plan, which promotes job creation.
We have a real problem. Our workforce is a real problem, but with drugs. We've got to fix this.
Justice's plan relies heavily on law enforcement, but also includes ending overprescribing of opioids, expanding drug courts, and adding treatment programs to regional jails. Cole went into the nuance of his seven-point action plan. He vows to aggressively go after drug dealers, but also direct funds to programs that give jobs to people in recovery.
That's what we always miss. We get them out of treatment and then can't get them back to work because of a felony conviction.
Cole's plan also includes mandatory minimum sentences for drug traffickers, creating the Office of Drug Action, and training laid-off workers for rehabilitation jobs. At the national level, both major party presidential candidates have released plans to combat the opioid epidemic throughout the country. The origins of Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's plan can be found in a forum broadcast last July by WMUR-TV in New Hampshire.
And welcome back to our conversation with the candidates.
Clinton said her plan would lead with a nationwide discussion about addiction.
I want us to have a very broad-based education information campaign because some young people don't truly understand the risks.
The next step would call for a major expansion of treatment resources.
When a young person says that he or she is ready, they want help. Very often they cannot find help.
Clinton's initiative proposes $10 billion to create additional resources and fund new programs. Other highlights include criminal justice reforms as well as additional training for opioid prescribers. Republican nominee Donald Trump's plan lacked details for most of the campaign. Building a wall to stop the flow of drugs from the southern border was previously the only specific. But Trump later fleshed out his plan during an October rally in New Hampshire carried by C-SPAN.
Donald J. Trump!
The border wall is still central to Trump's plan, but it now includes more specifics regarding treatment for those suffering from addiction.
We'll make sure that they have the top treatment and get better.
He would seek to eliminate restrictions to treatment and its costs.
I would dramatically expand access to treatment slots and end Medicaid policies that obstruct inpatient treatment.
Matt Boggs hopes each candidate sticks to their plans if elected. And if they need a reminder of what's at stake in West Virginia, he invites them to visit Recovery Point.
You will leave with a changed view on what recovery looks like when you see the smiling faces of 100 men who were once hopeless and now they have hope.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Parkersburg.